Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Myrtle Beach Report and the Skimboard News. This is Dr. John Stamey live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the sun and fun capital of the world. We're so glad to be here tonight. We've got an extra special guest. We have got Miller Edgeworth. Miller, how are you doing tonight?
John, I am doing terrific. I'm off work and I'm ready to talk about some skimboarding. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, I tell you what, if we're going to talk about skimboarding, I hear through the grapevine that there's going to be a major event in about, a week and a half. So tell us about it.
All right. So, yeah, you heard right. There is a big event. It's not just a big event. It's the last event of the year. However, it's the second event of the 2022 season, which I guess can be a little confusing, but regardless, that's the situation we find ourselves in for the 16th annual Oktoberfest. This event is presented by Exile Skimboards. It's actually the same company that I ride. I ride Exile Skimboards. And they're putting on this competition out in California. It's going to be in the Newport Beach. It's going to be on the south side of the Balboa Pier, which, I mean, I've heard plenty of things about the Balboa Pier, and I've only ever been to the West Coast one time. I'm certainly excited.
Well,
I've been there,
and it is super, super cool. So tell us a little bit about this event. Now, you're going to be there, as far as we know, right?
Yeah, as far as we know, if all things turn up green, then we should be, we'll be hearing from me live at the event.
That'll be great.
Yeah, no joke. I'm excited to get out there. Not only because it's a huge event, but because the waves out there. I mean, I've been watching some videos, and the waves are huge. Anyway, more about the event. So like I said, it's going to be at the new. Newport Beach, California. It's going to start Saturday, September 25th, and then the finals are going to be Sunday, September 26th, and that's at the end of this month coming up. And something that I read really interesting about this event. Generally speaking, when these events are held, they hold one heat at a time. And what a heat is you have four competitors who are going head-to-head in an eight-minute time slot where each competitor is going to take their turns. They have a rotational system. Each competitor is given a red, a blue, a white, or a black shirt, like a little sports surf shirt. That way the judges know who they're supposed to be looking at for each ride and giving the right calculation to the right competitor. So these four competitors are going head-to-head in an 8 to 10 minute time slot, trying to catch as many waves or as few waves as they find necessary to perform to their absolute excellence. It's interesting. You can have several rides. There is when I went to Dewey, this guy had 32 rides in a single stretch, and that's pretty crazy. And they only take your top five scores, so there is an advantage to riding a bunch, and there's also an advantage to just waiting out your skim, waiting to make sure you get the perfect ride, because the way they hold the heat in regards to the rotation that I mentioned. So whoever goes first, automatically drops himself at the bottom of priority. And whoever follows, will follow suit in priority. Unless they white, red, and blue have already gone, that means black has priority, which means that if the fellow wearing the black shirt sees a wave that he wants, he gets to go for it. That's his wave. No one else is allowed to attack it. And if they do, they actually can be penalized really heavily and to the point where they can lose their highest ride. Meaning if they have like a 7.0, which in the skim world is really just any sporting category, a 7.0 is a really solid score. That's definitely something you want to keep on your board. unless you have the ability to knock it out, you know, even for something for a 7.1. Anyway, you actually have the chance to lose your highest score by not respecting the priority system, which is exactly why it's in play. Because, you know, if you're a competitor really just looking for the right wave, because that's your style of riding, or even that's your style of competing, because you would like to take that advantage into your own hands, you know, that's an excellent way to play the game there. But yeah, anyway, that's how the heat's done. And what I heard that's really interesting about coming up to Oktoberfest, they tend to have so many competitors that they actually plan on running two heats at the same time, which means they're going to be taking up not just a 45-feet stretch of beach, you know, to hold the heat. They're going to be taking up a whole football field's worth of beach to hold this competition. And they're going to be running two heats at once, so you'll be watching – you know, you could be watching eight pros go head to head, and it's going to be intense. There's no doubt about that. It's going to be intense, which means there'll be more judges, more competitors, more skimming. Absolutely. I mean, you know, from a newbie standpoint, because I've mentioned before, I am relatively new to the skimboarding world. Getting to watch just a large conglomerate of people doing, you know, skimming their heart out. That's just like really motivating for a competitor myself. So
great,
this October,
man. It does.
What's that?
I said that sounds really great. I mean, and as of right now, assuming nothing changes, you're planning on being out there, right?
Yeah, right.
That's exactly right, and I'll be competing in the senior men's division, as they call it. Funny enough, I'm 21, and I'm considered a senior men, which is all good. You know, that's just how they categorize things. The one above senior men is masters. So, anyhow, senior men division is actually 22 to 24, so I won't even be really eligible or, you know, age appropriate for my group until halfway until the 2022 season is done, because my birthday's in June, which, I don't know, just kind of a funny side note there. But anyway, so more about the Oktoberfest. Since it's in California, you know, just the state alone, it brings a lot more traffic in and a lot more professionals. And that's what I'm personally really excited about, because it's going to bring really high quality surf, you know, a really high quality skim, really cool things to watch. And I'm finally going to get to meet some high names. Like, you know, you got Blair Conklin. Blair Conklin is probably the name to know. If you've ever heard of skimboarding on a professional level, you know, a carbon fiber board, not just a piece of wood, you have likely heard of Blair Conklin. If you haven't, go check him out. He's on YouTube. He's got his videos, his how-tos, his skim compilations, and he has some intense stuff. He's a Laguna local, which is actually where they hold the Victoria skimboard competition. That's the one of the two world championships. There's the Dewey Beach, and then there's the Victoria, and so there's no doubt he's going to be out there. And then you got Austin Keen. Austin Keen, he is the guy who introduced me to skimboarding, and sadly not on a personal level. You know, it's just right from the phone. I was scrolling through Instagram one day, and here's this skimboarding video of this guy attacking the wave, going out and riding it back in, and I fell in love. When I saw Austin Keen go for his first ride, and then I do, what's that?
You were hooked, right?
Yeah, I mean, just watching that, because I was so used to skimboarding just simply being a thin piece of wood that you slide across a little bit of water. You can even go to my Instagram right now, and you can see there's a video from 2015. There was a hurricane, you know, by some odd name, and I was living in North Myrtle. I was living in Little River at the time, and my yard got flooded, and I was skimboarding in my yard, you know, because that was the only kind of skimboarding I knew anyway. It was just, you know, just kind of skimming on a puddle until I saw Austin Keen. Austin Keen, he's not only the guy who introduced me to skimboarding, but he is the first person from the East Coast, and not just the East Coast, but the first person not from Laguna to take the Victoria, the Vic, as they call it, which is the,
wow,
the biggest competition of the series. And he's from Georgia, so he's the first East Coaster to ever take that national title, which is really big time, and I'm excited to see him for sure. Blair Conklin and Austin Keane, you know, those are definitely the big two names. Like I said, if you heard of Skimboard, you know Blair Conklin, and just the same Austin Keane. He also has his own YouTube channel where he's doing crazy water sports. I mean, there's a video of him. He starts on the shore of the beach, and he goes all the way out to a boat. He slips out to a boat and starts scurfing behind a boat. It's crazy. That guy is super talented. However, there's another name. I'm gonna step outside of America real quick. There's another name. I got to see this fella, Geraldo Valencia. He's from Mexico, and he is an extreme skimboarder. He rides some of the tallest waves in the world on a skimboard, and he does just the most amazing tricks. Hands down, he did the coolest trick I saw when I was out in Dewey Beach for the Zaps Pro-Am World Championship. That guy is fat. I always say that there are three things that make skimboarding. It's your speed, your timing, and your control. And, you know, none of those really matter if you don't have your control. And so once you get your control down, speed's your next element. And this guy, he's got speed down to a flash. He is a really competitive athlete. He's always on the beach, like doing a little workout. He's always stretching. He is ready to compete. He is a true competitor, and I'm really hoping we get to see him out there. He's actually the most well-rounded USA skimboarder. So in other words, he has gone to more USA tours than any other nationality skimboarder there is. He is ready to get in this world, and currently he is 10th in the world and a Mexico world champion, or excuse me, a Mexico national champion. He's a very talented dude, and I'm excited to see what Geraldo has to offer, because when I was out there in Dewey, he did the Superman, and there was no one else trying to attempt crazy tricks quite like him. He's talented, and I'm excited to see where this goes.
Wow, that sounds great. Wish I could be out there with you, but I'll tell you what. You're going to be reporting live from Laguna Beach, and it's going to be a lot of fun having you out there. Now, when are you headed out there, and when will you be returning, assuming everything goes okay?
I plan on going out September 24th, which is just a few days. I think it's 2 days, in fact.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 days before the competition. So I'll get there. 1 day before the competition. So the Friday before, I'll get to go out and, you know, do some practicing. You know, catch these waves, get a familiarity with the kind of surf there is out there, because it really doesn't matter how far you go from one beach to the next. Like South Carolina alone, you go to Merle's Inlet, and then. I did this just the other day, in fact, last weekend when I was practicing. I started in Pawleys Island, and it was low tide, and so I was able to walk from Pawleys Island to Merle's Inlet, and it was, you know, probably about a mile walk across the inlet, but sure enough, there's different waves over there, and so just the same, you know, to go on an entirely different coast, it's like, you know, it's an adaptability exercise that me as a competitor, I'm going to have to take advantage of the time that I'm given, you know. Thankfully, my mom, you know, got me going out there a whole day early, and so that, you know, that'll give me the time to kind of prepare for the competition to come the next day, and I should be returning the day after the competition has ended, so the Monday that follows, that would be the 27th. So I'm going to be out there from the 24th through the 27th, and thankfully the flight that I'm getting will actually get me out there around noon. So I'll have the whole afternoon to get to practice and such. And I'm really excited because there's no doubt in my mind I'm not going to be the only one out there. And the the thing that helped me the most when I was out in Dewey Beach was everyone that was on the beach, you know, more or less everybody, I would walk up to them, introduce myself, and ask for help. That's how I made friends out in Dewey Beach, and I plan to do the exact same thing because I need that competitive edge. Anyone willing to give me just, you know, one lick of advice, and they're all willing to do that because it's a loving sport. You know, it's competitive because I think we're all a little competitive by nature, but it's love because it's a sport, and we're all enjoying it out there. So I'm really stoked to get out there. I'm just in the process of trying to find a living arrangement. I went to stunt school in 2019, October 2019, and I met a couple of LA buddies, and they're kind of the only connections I have right now. I've been chatting them up and such, trying to maybe squat for the weekend, or, you know, get the inside scoop about maybe there's a campground or something I can hang out at, and or something like that. But yeah, the 24th through the 27th, that's when I'm going, and the competition is the 25th and the 26th. So it's going to be a jam-packed 4 days, no doubt.
Wow, that sounds great, and we're glad that you're going to keep us up to speed on what's going on out there. I mean, it's with Oktoberfest, it sounds absolutely wonderful. So we're certainly glad to have you out there representing Myrtle Beach Report and, of course, Skimboard News. We've got a lot of great things coming up on both of these as we try to start covering the world of skimboarding. So, you know, we'll stay in touch, and I think this weekend we're going to have a little article about you, but not exactly so little. You're building a skimboard track, I guess I would call it.
So it's kind of – it's almost something I'm inventing, if you will, because, like, I've got the idea from things I've seen on the Internet. There's so typically – what people think of when they think of skimboarding, it's actually called flat water skim, or, you know, flat water. That's the throwing the piece of wood on just a little bit of water. And what's really great about flat water is it's calm. You know, it's flat water, so it's a solid base for you to practice the basics. And so my skim track is simply I grabbed a pickaxe. And I'm digging up just the root layer of the grass in my yard. So I'm digging about, I'd say, maybe 6.5 feet by 40 feet long and roughly 7 inches deep, you know, maybe a little bit deeper. So those are the dimensions right there. And then what I'm going to do after I've got the track dug out, right now I'm only about, I'd say, 17 feet in. So I still got a little more than halfway to go. But so after I finally get the length of it dug out, I'm going to get, what is it called, some 6-millimeter plastic wrap, and I'm going to just lay it down. I'm going to fold it over. I'm going to fold the sides over to give myself a barrier. And then I'm simply just going to fill it up about 2-3 inches, just enough water to keep it flat, you know, to keep it level all the way through, and you know, keep some depth to it, because you can actually go really, really far the thinner the water is. That's something I learned when I was real young on the flat waters of the beach. It's a little bit dangerous on the beach because if it goes from a little bit of water to wet sand, you might end up finding yourself face first on the wet sand, because, like, that'll stop you. But the reason why I'm actually going to go about 2-3 inches is so I can practice jumps. You know, I'll be able to dig into the water and kind of create a little ramp for myself to catch some air, so I can get these tricks down. Because currently I'm the basics that I'm practicing are simply getting on the board on the rough of the water and taking my waves in. And the whole purpose for me personally to get my skim track in is additionally to get my one-step drop down. Those of you who don't know, there in professional skimboarding, there's two kinds of ways to get on the board. You know, you can kind of make it fancy, but really at the end of the day, you got your one-step drop and your monkey crawl. for all of you listening on the Myrtle Beach Report, monkey crawl, it's the East Coast way. So if you're interested, you got to look it up. You got to know how to monkey crawl. It's an East Coast staple for sure. Anyway, I get to practice my one step, which is always good because that's a solid basis you need down. And then additionally, like my pop shove it or the tray shove, as we learned that it's called from Aiden Panetta the other day, and my big spins and other tricks that I don't even know the names of that I need to just kind of have in the back of my hand like it's no one else's business. So that's the skim track, and I'm excited to get it done. Like I said, I'm nearly halfway done with it, and I'm really excited to show you guys the progress because I have a buddy who lives not too far from me, and I've asked him several times to come out and help me dig because this is so daunting. When I got started, I was like, oh, man, this is not going to take nearly as few hours as I was hoping. And so far, it's all been a one-man project, but I'm really excited to share, you know, the work and effort I put into this because I'm happy to share. Excuse me. I'm happy to share it. You know, like to see my efforts and works not go unnoticed by all of you who are listening. All of those who are excited and supporting, you know, right behind me through the telephone or what have you. You know, I really appreciate it. And I'm excited to share.
Yeah, well, we've actually got quite a good number of people that are listening to this stuff now, so we're glad they are. And this weekend we're going to have pictures up of you skimboarding on your track, and that's going to be a really great thing. And then next weekend on Skimboard News and the Myrtle Beach Report, we're going to have you live out in Laguna Beach talking to some of these great stars and everything, and having a blast and being part of your experience out there. So look, thanks a lot for everything. Thanks for working with us, and we're going to have a great time, and you know, we look forward to having you. So on behalf of the Myrtle Beach Report and the Skimboard News, Miller, it's been great having you tonight. And do you have any final words to say to everybody?
I appreciate you tuning in, and it's only getting better from here. Whenever the season turns over, we're going to be ready to rock and roll. So stay tuned.
All right, well, that sounds good. Well, look, thanks a lot, and we'll hear from you this weekend. We'll do the podcast and have some pictures, and then next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the next weekend, you will be live with us corresponding from Laguna Beach and Oktoberfest. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you, or we'll be hearing from you very, very soon, okay?
Okay, John. Look forward to it.
Have a good one. Take care.
See you around.